Today's daf is Menachos Daf Chaf Hey. We left off we're at the Mishnah on the top of Daf Chaf Hey Amid Aleph. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Henry Olinsky, L'Zecher Nishmas Yechiel Michl Ben Chaim Shner Zalman Halevi, Milton Kramer Zichron Levracha, and Hashem Shtav and Aliyah from the Zuchus of our learning. And again, we thank Henry very much for the sponsorship, for the continued sponsorship. So we're holding again at the Mishnah on the top of Chaf Hey Amid Aleph. The entire Amid Aleph is going to discuss today's stuff is really about the notion of tzitz meratze, that the tzitz has the ability to push forward a karbon that otherwise one would have imagined would be possible, to make it a kosher karbon that is going to work. So the Gemara is going to discuss how we know which psulim the tzitz is meratze for and which ones the tzitz is not meratze for. It turns out there's only one that it is meratze for, and that is a psul tumma. And even then, not every type of tumma is the tzitz meratze for, but the Gemara is going to try to figure out how we know that it's not any other type of psul, a psul yotze, a psul small, a psul balmum, and a psul pigul, a psul nosar. How do we know that the tzitz is only meratze for a psul tum and not for all the other types of psulim? And then Amid Beis, we're going to have a stira between two different brisos, whether the tzitz is meratze afilu b'mezid, meaning, yeah, the carbon was brought b'tuma b'shogeg, so the fact that the Kohen Gadol has a tzitz, that's meratze, that makes the carbon kosher, but what if it was brought b'mezid? So we're going to have a stira between two brises, whether the tzitz is meratze when it's afilu b'mezid, and the entire Amid Beis is going to be four different resolutions to that stira, four different ways to resolve that stira, whether the tzitz is meratze b'mezid as well. So let's begin in Daf Chaf Hei Amid Aleph at the Mishnah on the top of the page. Nitma hakometz v'krivo hatzitz meratze. If the komets of the Karb Mincha, of course we discuss Karb Mincha over here, obviously because we're learning Menachos, but the tzitz is meratze by zvachim as well. But let's say the komets of a Karb Mincha becomes tameh, and then he's makriv the komets anyway, so the tzitz that's on the meitzach of the Kohen Gadol is going to be meratze, and it's going to be mechaper for the hakravi, even though it was done betumah. The minchas kasher, the bailam are yotzei their chiyuv, the shirayim of the komets are going to be ne'achal, everything goes forward as normal. But yatsa, if the komets went outside of the azara, and therefore became possible, not midin tumah, but midin yotzei vehikrivo, and then you went and you brought it back in and you were makrovit on the mizbeach ein atzitz meratze. The carbon mincha is going to be pasul. It's not all the b'alim shem chova. The shirayim is not nechal. The whole thing is no good. Shatzitz meratze al atamei ve'ina meratze al hayotze. The tzitz is meratze for a psul of tumah. The tzitz is not meratze for a psul of yotze. There is a machlokas tanaim in Maseches Yuma and of Zayin and Beis if the tzitz is only meratze when it's al mitzcho shel Kohen Gadol, or it's even meratze when it's not al mitzcho, just the very existence of a tzitz, even if it's not actually being worn by the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Shimon holds that it's always meratze. Rabbi Yehuda holds that no, ba'odo al mitzcho hu meratze, but eino al mitzcho, it's eino meratze. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, and that it has to. But even within that shita, that ba'odo al mitzcho hu meratze, there is a machlokas rishonim. When does it have to be on the mitzvah of the Kohen Gadol in order to be meratze? Rashi writes that it has to be al mitzcho b'shas hatuma, that at the time that the tuma happens, that the carbon becomes tameh, that's when it has to be al mitzcho shel kohen gadol. However, the Yad Rama in Masechus Sanhedrin says that that's very strange. Why would you say it's the shas hatuma? Isn't it pashut that it's at the shas hakrava? Meaning, after all, the tzitz is meratze to make this hakrava, hakrava ksheira. It doesn't make it less tameh. The fact that the tzitz is on mitzvah shel kohen gadol is not going to in any way make that which is tameh not tameh. It's still tameh. It's just that it is meratze for the hakrava. It allows the hakrava to work. So Rashi Shita is very difficult, that the tzitz is meratze only when it's on mitzvah shel kohen gadol at the shas hatuma. Very difficult Shita to understand. Pashtus L'chora is like the Yad Rama, and Achronim say the Gvura Sari says like the Yad Rama, without quoting the Yad Rama, that it's a lechora davar pashut, that it's a shas hakrava. So difficult to understand Rashi. So the Mishnah says, what's the tzitz meratze for? Dafka for Tumah. So the Gemara explains, this is Mratz on Tumah, because we find Hutar Mechlolo B'tzibur. The Gemara is going to explain that what's unique about Tumah, unlike other Psulim, is that we know that Tumah works B'tzibur. You're a makrav of a carbon Tzibur, like the Tmid and the Musafin, even B'tumah. So a carbon Yachid, even though you can't be makrav of a carbon Yachid B'tumah, but the Tzitz will be Mratz and will make it work. But the Evan, if you are makrav, the carbon Yachid B'tumah. So it sounds like that whatever type of tumah would be hutar b'tzibur, the tzitz would be miratza for a karban yachid. But if that's the case, it sounds like that what is the type of tumah that is hutar b'tzibur? It's dafka tumas meis. Other tumos is not hutar b'tzibur. Only tumas meis is hutar b'tzibur. So it should therefore follow that only tumas meis of a karban yachid should the tzitz be miratza. But any other type of tumah, the tzitz should not be meratza. However, the Rambam in the fourth parak of Hilchos Bias Migdash and the first parak of Hilchos Psulei HaMikdashin is not mechalik between different types of tumah, and it seems like he holds the tzitz as meratza for any type of tumah, whether it be tumas meis or not. So it's a discussion how the Rambam can say that, considering the Gemara gives that qualification that the reason it works for tumah is because hutar michlalo b'tzibur. You have to say shem tumah chadu, that the rules might be different, even though the general idea is going to be derived one from the other. Okay, so says the Gemara now. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. When it comes to the tzitz, the pasuk says, "V'nasa Aaron es avon hakachim," that Aaron carries the burden of the sin and the psul of the kachim, and so the kachim is relieved of its psul, and it's going to be kasher because Aaron bears that burden. But it doesn't say which psul, which problem with kachim. So v'chieza avon, who knows, say, which type of problem with the korban does Aaron take care of? Im tomer avon pigul, if you want to tell me that we're talking about avon pigul, that you do one of the dalet avodos of the korban, having in mind, now over here what the word pigul means, having in mind t'ida kazayis avid chutz l'mekomo, not what pigul normally means, that the tzitz is going to be maratza for avon pigul, it will be clear in the Gemara, the Balei Tosfos and Rashi point out that why it has to mean over here that pigul does not mean chutz l'zmano like pigul normally means. It means having a machshava of chutz l'mekomo. So maybe you're going to tell me that even though you do one of the avodos having machshava of chutz l'mekomo, that the tzitz is going to be meratza. Not harei kvar nemar. The pasuk already says about someone who has a machshava of chutz l'mekomo lo yechashev. That the pasuk says a makrivel so lo yechashev lo pigul. Yeah, remember we had a sugya about this, that when the Torah uses the word pigul, the Lashon Hakra is talking about Chutz L'Mekomo. It's only the Lashon Chachamim, the Lashon, when the Mishnayos use the term pigul, it means a machshav of Chutz L'Zmano. So the Torah says, pigul yiyah on a machshav of Chutz L'Mekomo. So we see that it doesn't work L'Bailim. We don't have this notion of Ritzui Tzitz. V'im Tomar, so you're going to tell me, oh, I'll give you a different psul that the Tzitz should be Meratzah for. Avonosar, a person does one of the avodos, having in mind that he's going to eat it, and over here nosar does not mean what nosar normally means, doesn't mean just to leave it over, it means having in mind that he's going to eat it, chutz l'zmano, what we would call pigul. How do I know it's not avon nosar, it's not just leaving over the karban, let's say the basar was supposed to be nechal by a karban shlamim, the shnei yamim, the laila echad, and you left it over for the second laila, for the third yom or whatever, you left it over beyond the zman, because that's definitely not a psul in the karban. I mean, the karban was already kosher. Nosar only happens after the karban was already kosher, and you left over part of it beyond the zman that was supposed to be left over. So it wouldn't even be shaykh to talk about ritzoy tzitz. The ritzoy tzitz happens at the shas avoda. The shas avoda, there's nothing wrong with nosar. So nosar has to mean over here pigul, a machshava during the avoda of chutz l'zmano. So how do I know the tzitz is not meratze for avon pigul, what we would call pigul, what the Gemara calls nosar? Because harei kvar nemar, the pasuk already says that lo yeratze, that it doesn't work. So and the whole point of tzitz is that the tzitz is meratze, and the pasuk says lo yeratze when it comes to pigul. Ha eino nosay ella avon tumah. So what does the tzitz work for if there was tumah, if the dam became tameh? and there's a reason to assume that the tzitz is only meratza for tumma, not for anything else, because after all, shehutra michlala b'tzibur, we find that there are certain kulas by tumma that you don't find by other psulim, namely that even though there's nisa to be makrav b'tumma, if a carbon tzibur becomes tameh, or the kohanim were tameh with bringing the carbon tzibur, you still bring the carbon when it's a carbon tzibur. So carbon yachid also, it makes sense that there's some leeway within the halachos of tumma of a carbon yachid. We don't have just an all-out hutar, it's not hutra, but tzitz meratza, that if you did it, the tzitz is still going to work dafka when it comes to tumma. It's mistaver this. I mean, this notion is that when it's more mistaver to be tola a kula in an area where we already find other kulas, right? We find that we're more makel on this in general. So the Tosos raises the question: why do I even need this reason? Even if you don't find some leniency in the world of tumah, it has to be alavon tumah because we already disqualified every other possibility. I mean, we already said the pasuk tells me lo yiratza by nosa, lo yiratza meaning by pigul, lo yiratza by pasul, by chutzal mekomo. So that only leaves tumah. So why do I need a positive reason why the tzitz will be meratza by tumah? It's by process of elimination I would already know that the tzitz can only be meratza for tumah. That's what Rabbi Natan says. Since the pasuk says v'haya al mitzchot tamid L'ratzon lahem lefnei Hashem, it sounds like the tzitz is meratza on something that has ritzui gomur somewhere else, meaning that the Torah itself is highlighting this exact point. So maybe you don't need this reason, but the Gemara is drawing attention to what the Torah identifies, that which is a ratzon, that which can actually be a ratzon, that kind of psul that can actually be a real ratzon, which is the psul tuma b'tzibur, can be a real ratzon. So that's what the tzitz is meratza for. Okay, so says Gemara Vayitim, Mask Rav Zeira, this brisa only dealt with a pasul and pigul. How I know that a machshavas psul and a machshavas pigul, the tzitz does not work for. What about all these other psulim? There are lots of other psulim that come up. Mask Rav Zeira, Ema Avon Yotze. Maybe the tzitz should be meratza if the dam goes outside of the azara. Is nifsal biyotze, that if you continue to be marked for the carbon, the tzitz is meratza and it's kosher. It's mistaver, because after all, you wanted to say the svara by tumah was hutar michlalo. Guess what? Yotze is also hutar michlalo. There's an example where yotze works. Shutar michlalo babama, that when the Mishkan was in Novan Givon and there was no iser of bama, so you were able to bring karbanos chutzim chitzaso. And so, why does the Mishnah assume that the tzitz is not meratza for yotze? So amalei abaye, because amar kra, the pasuk says, when it talks about ritzoy tzitz, l'ratzon lahem lefnei Hashem. So we darshan avon de lefnei Hashem in avon de yotze lo, that only a psul that happens lefnei Hashem the tzitz is meratza for. But that psul that happens not lefnei Hashem, meaning yotze, where it's not in the Azara, the tzitz is not going to be meratza. So maskar Rabbi Lo, but I'll give you another example of a psul that maybe the tzitz should be meratza for. Amos ema avon small. Maybe if you do the avoda with your left hand, even though the avoda is supposed to be done with your right hand, and that we learned already on Daf Yud that we darshan that wherever it says etzba or kahuna, it's eina ella biyamin. It's interesting, the Gemara is going to say later on Daf Lamed Vav or so, Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, the Gemara is going to discuss that the word yad, stam, just yadcha, means the left hand. That then the Gemara is going to try to prove that. That's one of the three possible sources of how we know that you wear tefillin on your left hand. What's yad? Yad. But etzba and kuhuna, that means the right hand. So you have to do avoda with your right hand. Avoda cannot be done with your left hand. But if you makrav b'smol, maybe the tzitz is meratze, the carbon is going to be kosher. And because smol also we find hutar michlala. Where do we find hutar michlala by smol? Shutar michlala by Yom HaKippurim. On Yom HaKippurim, in Mesachas Yuma, we learn that the Kohen Gadol takes, when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to be makrav the Ketores, he takes the kaf that's full of ktoras in his left hand and the shovel full of gechalim in his right hand. So he uses his left hand in avoda on Yom HaKippurim. So you see that that it's hutar michlal somewhere else. So maybe the tzitz should be meratza on avoda b'smol as well. Amar Abayis, Abayis says to Rabbi Lah, no, it can't be about smol because Amar Kra, the pasuk says when it talks about ritzoy tzitz, it says avon, that the nas aron is avon akachim. So it sounds like avon shahayabo udechisiv, that it's some avon that applies elsewhere and we were matir it in certain circumstances. La fuke Yom Kippurim de'achshero b'smalhu. It's not an avon on Yom Kippurim. The avoda is supposed to be done with the left hand, so it's not an exception. That's the way you're supposed to be maktir k'tores. That's the lechadchila way. That's the ikar seder avodas kohen gadol on Yom Kippurim that he takes the machta b'yamino and the kaf b'smalo. So that's therefore not considered an avon at all. The Gemara in Yuma explains he takes the machta is very heavy and it's very hot, so that has to be carried in his right hand, and therefore the kaf is carried in his left hand. So since that's always the avodah of Yom Kippurim, that's a lechadchila. So mela, it's not considered an exception to anything. Ravashi has a different reason why the tzitz is not meratz al smol avon akachim v'lo avon hamakdishim. That the tzitz is meratz for things that are a psul in the kachim itself, in the actual items that you're being makriv, in the carbon itself, not in a problem that's with the oved, with the person that is bringing it. So that, therefore, it has nothing to do with the left hand. Amalei Rav Sima b'rei de Ravi. That Rav Sima b'rei de somebody said to Rav Ashi, "Ve'ema avon balmum." But maybe there's another psul that maybe the tzitz should be meratza for. If the carbon is brought by a balmum, the tzitz should be meratza because we find shehutar michlala ba'ofos, not brought by a balmum. Brought by a balmum is an avon of the is a problem with the person. We're saying there's got to be a problem in the carbon. Maybe if the carbon is a balmum, the animal is a balmum, the tzitz should be meratza. Even though balmum is possible to be used as a karban, but maybe the tzitz is meratza, that if you happen to bring a balmum as a karban, that it should work. Where do we find that it's hutar michlala? Hutar michlala ba'ofos. Because we find that there is an insistence on being a tam when you're dealing with a behema, but an oaf does not have to be a tam, it does not have to be male, it just can't be mechusar eiver. That's the only halacha that we have by an oaf. The we learned that from the pasuk. Pasuk says l'tzonchem tamim zachar babakar b'ksavim v'izim, that only by those behemos are we makbid that it be tamim and zachar. So we don't find anywhere else that we're by ofos we're not makbid on such a thing. So maybe the tzitz could be meratza when you have a behema that's a balmum. Says Gemara Amalei Alecha Amarkra, it's about that taina that you're making right now that the pasuk says lo yiratza ki lo l'ratzon yi. So the Torah says beferish that there's no ritzoy for dafka for balmum because that's the context of that pasuk. Dafka when it comes to balmum, the pasuk says v'shar v'seh sarua v'kol nedava taseh so uneder lo yiratzeh. It says kol asher balmum lo sakrivu ki lo l'ratzon yelachem. The whole idea of tzitz is kein meratzeh. It is yes, it's meratzeh, and these are things that the Torah says explicitly when it comes to balmum that it's lo yiratzeh, that it is not meratzeh at all. Okay, so now the Gemara discusses if the kometz becomes tameh, and then your makrovit, does it make a difference whether it became tameh b'shogeg or b'mezid? Does it make a difference whether it was done b'shogeg or b'mezid? So Tan Rabbanan, dam shenitma. Let's say dam of a carbon became tameh, so you're not allowed to be makrovit. But uzrako, but then you were zorik it on the mizbeach while it was tameh b'shogeg. You didn't realize that you're not allowed to be zorik tameh dam on the mizbeach, so you did it b'shogeg. Hurtza. That's where the tzitz comes in. Tzitz is meratz, it's going to work. But b'mezid, lo hurtza. But if you did it b'mezid, you knew that you're not allowed to do it, and you did it anyway, then the tzitz is not going to work. It's like a knas that the chacham made, that the tzitz should not be meratz, because we're not going to reward you for your wrongdoing. The Braisa adds, but medvar mamurim, that b'mezid, it's not going to work, that the b'mezid is going to be apostle. That's only b'yachid. That's only by a carbon yachid of a tzibur. But when dealing with Kavara Sivor, Bein Beshogeg, Bein Bemezid, Hortza, even if you do Bemezid, it's Hortza, the Karban is Kasher. Uba Ovid Chavman, Karbanos that are brought by a guy, there's also no Chilik between Shogeg and Mezid. But in the other direction, Bein Beshogeg, Bein Bemezid, Bein Baones, whether he was forced into doing it, Bein Baratzon, where he did it on his own, Lo Hortza, the Karban is not going to be Miskabel Ratzon, the Karban is going to be possible. See, even though the Tzitz is Meratza for Tumma Vakachim, that's only for a Jew. The Tzitz is not Meratza for Ovdei Kochavim when it comes to Tumma Vakachim. Tzitz is not Meratza for Ovdei Kochavim, it's only Meratza for a Jew. It's interesting the Rambam doesn't quote this halacha. So that's a discussion in the Achronim, why the Rambam thinks this halacha is irrelevant. Okay, Uramini. So says the Gemara, we could ask on the Brisa from a different Brisa. The Brisa tells us, Almatz, it's Meratza, Aladam, Yala Basa, Yala Chelev Shenitma, that if parts of the carbon become Tameh, and you're mak of them anyway, even on Basa Shenitma, doesn't mean that it's Mutter La Achila. Rabbi Yeshua holds that you're only Zorek the Dam if there's no Basa, that the Ritzoy Tzitz is going to be Machshiv the Basar, as if it's still there. So, anyway, the Tzitz is Meratza Aladam, Basa Achil Shenitma, Bein Bishu. Shogeg, Bein Bemezid, Bein Baonis, Bein Beratzon, Bein Beyachid, Bein Betzibor, the Tzitz is Meratza for all of these things, but you see Beferish in the Brisa that there's no chilek between Shogeg and Mezid. The Tzitz is Meratza for any Karban that you are Makrav Betumah, whether it's Beshogeg or Bemezid. Now, the Gemara is going to give four answers to this Dira. Again, one Brisa says Bemezid, Tzitz is not Meratza, the other Brisa says Bemezid, it is Meratza. The Gemara doesn't give the most obvious answer. Most obvious answer is that the first price had said that the tzitz is meratza for tumah b'shogeg, when you do it b'shogeg, if you do it b'mezid, it's not. So is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? So we said it's got to be a knas, me d'rabbanan, tzitz is meratza, it works. So when you do it b'mezid, the rabbanan are kones that it's not going to work. So the Gemara does not give that answer, that kan me d'rabbanan, kan me d'oraisa, that the price that says that it's b'mezid lohort, so it's talking about me d'rabbanan, because the Gemara's understanding that both prices are talking lahalacha, Tosos points out. That they're talking about lahalacha lemaisa, that even midrabanan, that the one that it holds that it does work b'mezid, would say that there is no knas midrabanan. So now the Gemara needs to come up with answers. So the Gemara is going to have four answers to resolve the stira between these two prices. Amar Rabbi Yosef, answer number one, lo kasha. Ha Rabbi Yosi, ha Rabbanan. Not a stira, a machlokas. The brisa, the second brisa that says there's no difference between Shogeg and Mezid is Rabbi Yosi. The first brisa that says that there is a difference between Shogeg and Mezid is the Rabbanan. Because we find elsewhere that there's a machlokas whether Rukones Mezid atu Shogeg. So Detanya or Shogeg atu Mezid. Ain tarmin minatame alatar v'im taram b'shogeg trumasu truma, that we're not allowed to take truma from peros that are tame to cover those peros that are tahar, and if you do take truma from tame peros to cover those peros that are tahar, so b'shogeg it works, the truma is going to work, but b'mezid ain trumasu truma, b'mezid it's not going to work. Rabbi Yosi Omer b'mezid b'mezid trumasu truma, that we don't make any knas, and whether you do b'mezid or you do b'shogeg, it's going to work. So you see the answer to this right there. The Bryce that says b'mezid lo hortza b'shogeg hortza is the chamim, that we make a knas on mezid. The Bryce that says that b'mezid hortza is Rabbi Yossi, that we don't make a knas on mezid. Says Gemara, Eimer d'shamad ad Rabbi Yossi d'lo kanis d'meratza tzitz al-achilus mishamad lein. We find that he doesn't make a knas on the mezid, but do you also find that he holds that the tzitz is meratza on the tumas basa that's omid achila, that you want to try, meaning he goes even a step further, that the tzitz meratza is even on Tumas Basar. So it's one thing that we don't make a knas and the carbon's going to be kosher, but Tumas Basar means that you're allowed to eat the Basar. So do we find he goes that far? In Adrabah, we find that he does not. Vatanya, we have a price that says not that way. That Rabbi Eliezer Omer Atzitz Meratza Alachilos. Rabbi Eliezer says the Tzitz is Meratza, even on Basar that becomes Tameh, to be makshir the carbon as if the Basar's around. But Rabbi Yossi Omer Ein Atzitz Meratza Alachilos, that the Tzitz is only Meratza on Dam, on Emurim, not on Basar, not on the part that's supposed to be Nechal. So don't be miyashiv this Brisa by telling me that the Brisa that assumes that b'mezid etorza is Rabbi Yossi, because the same Brisa that says that etorza b'mezid, that the tzitzit meratzi b'mezid, also holds the tzitzis meratza al achilos, and Rabbi Yossi does not hold the tzitzis meratza al achilos. Says Mary, you're right. In the brayso we just quoted, Rabbi Eliezer says the tzitzis meratza al achilos, not Rabbi Yossi. April, switch that brayso around. Rabbi Lozer Amar ain't tzitzis meratza al achilos. Rabbi Yossi Amar tzitzis meratza al achilos. That Rabbi Yossi who holds the tzitzis meratza b'mezid will also hold that the tzitzis meratza al achilos. So Masmer Sheshes Mimas Yavchasla. Wait a second. Can you so easily switch around the shitos in that brisa and have Rabbi Yossi hold that the tzitz is meratza al achilos v'atanya? But we have another brisa where it's clear that that Rabbi Yossi does not hold that way. In the Torah, we have a chiv kares for anyone who eats basar kachim betumas haguf. So yachol basar shenitma lefenez vikas tam yuchayev nalei mishum tuma. You might think that even basar that became tameh and you ate it before you ever did the zrikas tam, you're going to be chayev kares for eating it betumas haguf. Tamalomar kol tohar yochal basar va'nefesh asher tochal basar mizevach hashlam asher la'Hashem v'tumasa olav v'nichrisa. So we learn from the smichus of those two psukim that only hanitar letaharin chayiv nalav mishum tuma. If you have basar that a tar person would have been allowed to eat, when a tamei person eats such basar, he's going to be chayiv kares for eating the basar. But she'enu nitar letaharin, any basar that a tar person would not have been allowed to eat, namely basar that was before the precedes the zrikas adam on the mizbech, you haven't done the zrika, so the basar never became hutar ba'achila, even for a tar person, ain chayav alei mishum tuma. A tummy person is not going to be chayav kares for eating such a thing. Oh, eno ella, or maybe we shouldn't be dorish the smichus to be memayir chiyuv kares on basa that's not nitar at all the Torah. Maybe we should be memayir even basa that you already had a zrikas tam and is nitar the Torah, but is for some reason right now is not roi lachila. Not that it never was, you had a zrikas tam, it was roi lachila for Torah, but right now something happened. And here's how you should darshan. Nechal the Torah, chayav nalav mishum tuma, when something is nechal l'tarim, that is could be eaten by tarim, you're chayiv mishum tuma. If you eat it betumas aguf, v'sheinu nechal l'tarim. But basa that right now cannot be nechal l'tarim, ein chayiv le mishum tuma. You're not going to be chayiv kares if you eat it betumas aguf. So what's in such a category that something that was once ra'ui for achilas tarim, but is not currently ra'ui la achilas tarim? It's not talking about kodem zrika. Kodem Zrika was never ra'i la'achilas tarim. So how would we make this drasha? What's it talking about? Otsiani es halan v'sayotze psulim. That can happen after the zrika's done. So the zrika's done, tarim are allowed to eat the basar. But then there was a psulina. Then there was a psul yotze. Now they're not, tarim are not allowed to eat the basar anymore. So if a tamei person eats the basar at that point, once a tarim person is no longer allowed to eat it, that's when he's not going to be chayiv kares. She'enu ne'achalin la'tarim. In those cases where there's psulon, psulina, psul yotze, it's no longer ne'achal la'tarim. So tamalomar, that's why the pasuk tells me, asher la'Hashem riba. The words asher la'Hashem come to teach me that even basar kachim that are not ra'i right now for achilas tarim, you are chayiv kares because they once were ra'i la'achilas tarim. So a tamei person who eats basar kachim that already had zrika, no matter what psul it went through afterwards, is still going to be chayiv kares. So we still haven't hit the point that we're trying to draw out of this brisa. So just keep the big picture in mind. What we're trying to draw out of this brisa is that we had a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yossi whether the tzitz is meratza on achilos, and we wanted to flip the shitos and say that Rabbi Yossi holds the tzitz is meratza al achilos. From this brisa, we're going to show that Rabbi Yossi holds the tzitz is not meratza al achilos. We haven't gotten there yet. So the brisa goes on and says, okay, once you're going to tell me that you chayiv kares on basar that's not roi l'achilas tarim right now, but it once was roi l'achilas tarim, that a tamei person who eats it is going to be chayiv kares, yach shani marbe es hapigulin. I might think that karbanos that are pigul, eves hanosaros, and karbanos that are nosar, that a tamei person who eats it should also be chayiv kares. So says Gemara, do you need an additional makar to tell me that he's chayiv for eating nosar? Nosaros hainulan. We already said that, yeah, he's chayiv for eating basar that is lun. Lun is another way of saying nosar. Ela afa pigulin kinosaros. What we're trying to say is that you might think that he's going to be chayiv kares, a tummy person's chayiv for eating the carbon betumas aguf when he's eating pigul, just like he'd be chayiv if he were eating nosaros. But of course, yes, nosaros we've already covered. Talmud, that's what the pasuk says, mizevach hashlamim mi'et. That only on a chelik of a zevach hashlamim you're chayiv kares, not on all of the basar hashlamim. So it's a miut that tells me that pigul is not included in that issue. So Mari Isa L'Rabel Saselu, how do I know to include the Yotzei and the Lan after Zrika, that a carbon that was Yotzei, a carbon that was Lan after Zrika, that you chayiv kares for such things, Ulahotzias Elu, and to tell me that if a Tabe person eats Pigulim, that he's not chayiv kares for eating in Petum HaSaguf, Sa'acha Shariba HaKasuf HaMiyet, because once we have a Riboy and a Miyut, Amarta Marba Ani, as Elu Shahoysel and Shasa Kosher, Motzi Ani as Elu We include in the Chiyuv Kares those that were once kosher. So then later at a Psul Lan or a Psul Yotzei. But those that never had a Shasa Kosher are excluded. The Im Tomar, once you learn the Chiyuv Kares of Achilus B'Toma, is going to be only on Basra that once had a Shasa Kosher. Basra Shenitma Lefnei Zrikas Damim Va'achalo La'achar Zrikas Damim Mipnei Macha Yavon Alei Mishua B'Toma. If Basra became Tamei before the Zrika and then you ate it after the Zrika, why are you chayiv for Tumah? It never had a Shas HaKosher because it was Tumah from before the Zrika. No, Mipnei Shatzitz Meratzah, because the Tzitz is Meratzah on the Tumas HaBasar. So therefore the Zrika works for that Basar. Meaning this is another way of saying Tzitz Meratzah al Achilos. The Basar is Achilos. So now we're medayik from the Brisa, and we see that Rabbi Lazar holds that Tzitz is Meratzah al Achilos. And that ultimately is going to answer our kasha. Nitma in Yotzei Lo, that if the basar becomes tame before Zrika and you eat it after the Zrika, you chayiv kares. That's what the Brisa gives the sar of Tzitz Meratzah. But basar that's Yotzei before the Zrika and is pasul midin Yotzei Lo, he's not going to be chayiv kares because the psul of Yotzei, the Tzitz is not Meratzah on the psul of Yotzei. So you see in the Brisa, Zrika does not help to be machshir the basar that went outside of the Azara, because if Zrika would have helped, then Yotzei would have been among the things that are Nita L'Tahorim, just like Nitma. So Man Shamet Le Da'amar Ein Zrika Mo Eles Li Yotzei. Who's the one that holds that Zrika doesn't work for Yotzei? Meaning we've done everything so far except for show that the Brice is going like Rabbi Eliezer. Once we're able to show that it's Rabbi Eliezer who says that the Tzitz is Meratz Al Achilos, we'll have finished our question. Because the whole point was we wanted to attach that to Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yossi holds the Tzitz is Meratz Al Achilos, and Rabbi Eliezer says the tzitz is not Meratz al Achilos. But from this Braisa, which says explicitly tzitz is Meratz al Achilos, we have to now show that this Braisa is Rabbi Eliezer. Man shamed le damar ein zrikam el siyotzei, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is one that says ein zrikam el siyotzei. Oh, v'katani demeratz tzitz al Achilos. And yet it still says the tzitz is Meratz al Achilos. So it says, okay, so we need to come up with a different answer to the stira between the two Braisos. What was the stira between the two Braisos? What if it was the Tumah happened? B'mezid. Is the tzitz still meratzah? So says Mar Elam Rav Chisla Lo Kasha. Totally different answer. Ha Rabbi Eliezer, the Braisa that says that even b'mezid the tzitz is meratzah, that's Rabbi Eliezer. Ha Rabbanon, and the other Braisa is the Rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi Yossi and holds that we make a knas on mezid and we do not allow it to work for mezid. Says Mar Emer Shamalei the Rabbi Eliezer meratzah tzitz al achilos to lo kanis mi shamalei. Now you only find that Rabbi Eliezer holds that tzitz is meratzah al achilos. How do you know that he's not? It doesn't make a knas on mezid. Says Mar In. Yeah, we do know that Rabbi Eliezer does not make a knas on mezid. Kiech the Shamalei the Rabbi Yossi shamalei the Rabbi Eliezer. Just like Rabbi Yossi holds that way, so too Rabbi Eliezer holds that way. Did Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Amar Beim Shogeg Beim Mezid Truma So Truma? Rabbi Eliezer says whether you do Shogeg or Mezid, we don't make a knas that if you're Mafresh Min Atame El Atar, the Truma is going to work. Yeah, but Emer Shamele Rabbi Eliezer Truma Dekila Bekachem Dechamiri Mishamele. Just because he's going to be Mekel in the world of Truma, does that mean he's going to be Mekel in the world of Kachim? Say Imkain Ha'aman Teramia. But it's our only option. We have to attribute the Brisa to somebody, so it's Mistaver. He's not Mechalik. Truman Kachim. Third answer, Ravina Amar, Tum Aso Bain Bishogi Bin Bemezin Hortza, Zrikaso Bishogi Kortza Bemezin Lo Hortza. We're mixing up the terms, he says. What's Bishogi? What's Bemezin? That it became Tome Bishogi or Bemezin? Or that after it was Tome, you did the Zrika Bemezin? If the Tumah happened Bemezin, then you can do the Zrika, the Zrika Bishogi, doing Zrika Bishogi is going to be Hortza. But to do the Zrika Bemezin is Lo Hortza. Rav Shila Amar, the opposite. Zrikaso Bein Bishogi Bemezin Hortza, Tumaso Bishogi Kortza Bemezin Lo Hortza. That the same chilik, but in the opposite direction. Rav Shila Had Ketani Shenitma Bein Bishogi Bein Bemezin. It says that it became Tame Bein Bishogi Bemezin. How do you explain that to mean that you did the Zrika Bemezin? Hachikamar Nitma Bishogi Uzrako Bein Bishogi Bein Bemezin. You have to reread it a little bit. And Tashma, the Gemara says, there's another brayso we're going to have to reread because it says Dam Shenitma Uzrako Bishogeg Hortza Bemezid Lo Hortza. Sounds like the chilik between Shogeg and Mezid is on the Zrika, not on the Tumah. So Achikamer, now you have to reread it. Dam Shenitma Uzrako Bein Bishogeg Bein Bemezid Nitma Bishogeg Hortza Bemezid Lo Hortza. If the Tumah happened Bishogeg Hortza, if the Tumah happened Bemezid, it is Lo Hortza. Okay, but Hashem will pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow on Chatatam Aleph.